Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior years shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. Many Silver Threads programs over the years have focused on seniors and the arts, including singing, dancing, the visual arts, and drama. Today, I'm continuing that series with articles on the benefits of acting. And it's not a topic I'd plan to repeat, but a recent article from the New York Times, the Woody Allen reboot you won't see at the Oscars, or maybe anywhere, was too much of an impetus to resist. Along with that, from the website Live Past 100 Well, Hitting the Stage, Benefits of Community Theater, published February 2018, and from the Roswell Patch in Georgia, September 2014, Roswell seniors reap benefits from acting, and the website dementia.org, published in November of 2015, drama therapy increases cognition, decreases anxiety. Starting with the Woody Allen reboot you won't see at the Oscars or maybe anywhere by John Leland, March 2018. Do you have sex often? Harry Miller, who is 94 and a regular at the Senior Center at Lenox Hill Neighborhood House, gave the question some thought. Hardly ever, he said. Maybe three times a week. Shula Chernak, 73, had a different view. Constantly, she said, sounding aggrieved. I'd say three times a week. Miss Chernak and Mr. Miller, who are friends and occasional dinner companions, are the stars of an unusual movie that you may never get to see. Mr. Miller plays a character named Alvy Singer. Miss Chernak, who grew up in the Bronx, is Annie Hall from Chippewa Falls. The movie, which includes the dialogue above, is My Annie Hall. A year ago, two young artists, Matt Starr, 29, and Ellie Sachs, 25, approached the Senior Center with a proposal to remake a classic movie with members of the center. They had been turned down by other centers who said that their members wouldn't stick with such a project. But at Lenox Hill, Jessica Belboni, the director of the Senior Center, jumped at the idea. We said, you betcha, Miss Belboni said. The arts have been such a powerful tool to build resiliency and vitality in older adults. It was an immediate yes. Ms. Sachs had directed plays in prisons and jails. Mr. Starr had directed a hip-hop video and staged some quirky conceptual art stunts. Neither had experience working with old people or directing a feature film. They planned to spend a couple of weeks shooting some scenes on their mobile phones. What they got turned into something much, much more. With a crew of 20, 3 months of shooting, some modest Hollywood backing, 9 pounds of live lobster, and at the movie's premiere, Mr. Miller tap dancing and singing Fred Astaire's I Wanna Be a Dancin' Man. I was completely moved by what they were doing and sent money to them, said Jeff Garland, a star of HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm and ABC's The Goldbergs, who saw Mr. Miller in a friend's talent contest and was captivated. It has a humanity to it and a sweetness to it that I don't see in any other work. On a January morning in his apartment, Mr. Miller, who had never been in a film before, reflected. Unfortunately, the lobsters weren't very good actors, he said. They hardly moved. Then he said that making the movie was the best experience of his life. You two are part of my life, he said, addressing Mr. Starr and Ms. Sachs, who play a couple in the movie and are one in real life. You're the only people who ever call me. I don't get calls from anyone else because they're all dead. Now I have two grandchildren. Mr. Miller's favorite Woody Allen movie is Interiors. Ms. Chernak's is Bananas from 1971. After that, she said, his movies don't do very much for me. Even Annie Hall, she found somewhat blah. I think our version is better, she said. Don't you agree? Mr. Miller did. Somebody on the blog Garage wrote that our movie is funnier and better, he said. That was me, Ms. Chernak said. Oh, Did anyone want cherry pie with the cheddar cheese? Mr. Miller asked. Well, the story of My Annie Hall began with Mr. Starr's grandmother, whose advanced dementia made conversation with her frustrating. One day, Mr. Starr played the movie Casablanca for her, and she seemed a different person. They acted out scenes from the movie, and she remembered the dialogue verbatim. We would do a scene here and a scene there, and in between those scenes, if I asked her questions or she asked me things, it wasn't just a circular conversation, Mr. Starr said. Whereas literally hours before that, she would ask, "Where are you living?" She'd turn, take a bite of her bagel, and say, "So where are you living?" And that wasn't happening when we were watching the film, so the film was doing something to her. Without knowing it, Mr. Starr was practicing what doctors who treat Alzheimer's disease call reminiscence therapy, which can reduce stress and stimulate memories in people with cognitive loss, said Molly Fogel, the Director of Educational and Social Services at the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. If I can bring you back to a point of pleasure and to places where you have context or connections, then it provides a better opportunity to engage and communicate. At Lenox Hill, Mr. Starr and Ms. Sachs offered to lead a weekly class they were calling Interpretive Cinema. The first week, about 15 people showed up, including Ms. Chernick. The next week, she prodded Mr. Miller to attend. "We go there for the company," Mr. Miller said. Ms. Sachs and Mr. Starr showed about 10 trailers and asked the group to vote on one. It was a tie between Singing in the Rain and Annie Hall. Ms. Sachs said, "We encouraged the class to do Annie Hall just because Lenox Hill Neighborhood House is so close to a lot of the original locations, and it's a memory movie. It's about looking back and thinking about what you choose to remember, why you choose to remember certain things, and what are the most salient and important memories. And also, it's a love story. It's accessible, and it seemed very ageless." Auditions lasted 3 weeks. Mr. Miller, who wanted a secondary part, got the lead instead. "I was the only short one in the center," he said. And to this day, he has not seen Annie Hall and refuses to do so. "I didn't want to try to imitate," he said. "I just wanted to follow the script." Mr. Miller was a find. He had won 2 Emmy Awards as a scenic designer for soap operas, and when he retired at age 75, he began taking acting classes at Hunter College. "Whenever there was an old man part, I got cast in it," he said. Mr. Garland cited another item on Mr. Miller's resume. He worked on Captain Kangaroo, the comedian gushed. Ms. Chernick had been singing since 5th grade in Hebrew school, but she had only acted once in a production of South Pacific when she was in college. "You have a natural acting chops," Mr. Starr said. It helped that they were good friends. "Shula and I have been going out together for 8 or 9 years, but not romantic," Mr. Miller said. "At my age, there's no romance, but she's another generation younger than me." The initial budget was leftover bar and bat mitzvah money, and the crew was 2 filmmakers, Mr. Starr said. "Then we put a call out on Facebook, and we had an overflow of people wanting to help, people who made a living doing this and asked for nothing in return. They raised $11,000, including a contribution from Mr. Garland, and Mr. Starr went on unemployment to work on the movie. They cut the script to about 30 minutes, including Alvy Singer's opening and closing monologues. They chose scenes in which the cast's age would not turn into a joke," Mr. Starr said. Marshall McLuhan, who appeared as himself in the original, did not make the cut. There were some unique challenges. "Harry has a cell phone, but is only on 30 minutes a day," Mr. Starr said, "and Shula has one that she hasn't turned on in 5 years. Getting in touch with them is difficult. We take for granted that we can send out 1 email and a follow-up text to every single crew member, but we really had to stay on top of making sure the stars of our film were there. There had to be that much more trust with our seniors, which is something we take for granted with a lot of our friends." They premiered the film at the center in Lenox Hill last December. Then in January, Mr. Allen's adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow, renewed charges that he molested her when she was 7 years old, inspiring many actors from past projects to disassociate themselves from him. Mr. Allen has consistently denied the charges. Neither the stars nor the filmmakers felt the charges colored their movie. "I don't know how much you can tie an artist with his work," Ms. Chernick said. "They kind of stand separately, and ours stands even further away. His thing is like a takeoff point for us. Ours is so different. Nobody tried to imitate him, like Harry hadn't seen the film, and I'm a Jewish shiksa." Nor did they seek Mr. Allen's permission to use his copyrighted material, a type of filmmaking known as sweeting, from Michael Gondry's 2008 movie Be Kind, Rewind, in which two video store clerks remake the shop's stock, calling the new version sweeted, to explain their oddness. In that movie, Sigourney Weaver seizes the tapes for copyright infringement and crushes them with a steamroller. At one point, Mr. Starr said he wanted to put a note on Mr. Allen's door telling him about the work, but other duties intervened. "Legally, I guess we'll find out," Mr. Starr said. Through the publicist, Mr. Allen said last week that he had heard about the project and endorsed it. "Thought it was funny," the email message read. "Saw no reason to interfere with those seniors' enjoyment of life. Never saw it. Had no objections. Good luck to them." Mr. Starr and Ms. Sachs have shown the movie twice at Lenox Hill, but nowhere else, and it's not available online. "Their hope," Mr. Starr said, "is that other young artists will do similar projects with their local elder communities. It doesn't have to be a big production," he said. "It can be just a couple of scenes shot on an iPhone. Maybe this can become an award category, sweeted senior films, and all those legal hurdles won't be obstacles." In the meantime, the movie's principals, young and old, have new friendships. "I never had children," Ms. Chernick said. The directors begged to differ. "What about us?" Ms. Sachs said. "I call you Mom or Grandmom," Mr. Starr said. "Except that they were our bosses during the movie," Ms. Chernick said. "We had to take orders from them." On a recent morning, Mr. Starr and Ms. Sachs took bagels and coffee to Mr. Miller's apartment on the Upper East Side. Before long, a Woody Allen movie broke out. Mr. Miller related the post-filming fate of two lobsters whose role in the movie is to get loose on the kitchen floor, bedeviling the two main characters. One, he said, was so large that ordinary tools were no match for its shell. "We were filming and I said, 'I have this 6-pound lobster,' he said. 'Do y'all want to come over and eat it?' So about six of us came over, and Matt volunteered to take on the lobster. He took off his shirt, and he was naked to the waist. 'I am a vegan, so this is a first for me,' Mr. Starr said. 'I took the hammer, undressed, and started whacking it, and it's spraying everywhere. It was really intense.'" Mr. Miller said he recently met a woman who said she liked everything in the movie except the lobster scene. "I said, 'Why didn't you like that? It's a funny scene.' And she said, 'Because I'm a vegan and I don't like to see animals treated like that.'" "I don't blame her," Mr. Starr said. "Has your life at the center changed at all since?" "Well," Mr. Miller said, "for a week or two, they kept calling me the star, but it calmed down after a while." "Well, we'll have to write another film soon," Mr. Starr said. Ms. Balboni, the senior center's director, said the project had changed the attitudes of some members. "What we got out of it was something far beyond our imagination," she said. "It is putting a spotlight on what often older adults experience, which is invisibility. I don't see you anymore. You're not important. You can't do. This film blows that up and says, 'Let me show you an iconic story through the lens of older adults in all their audacity.' So it gave them empowerment, more chutzpah. The elders, in turn, helped the filmmakers see their own lives differently. Most of Mr. Starr's and Ms. Sachs' friends were struggling artists trying to get by, doubling up in tiny apartments with exorbitant rents. The seniors, by contrast, were dating, had leisure time, and often had big apartments with low rents. When we get together, we talk about friend things, Mr. Starr said, referring to Mr. Miller and Miss Chernix. We talk about sex. They consistently give better advice than most of my friends, Miss Sachs said. She added, a lot of our friends have tunnel vision. They want one thing really badly, and they're so focused on it that it's hard to zoom out and get perspective. Spending time with Harry and Shula and the other people, the greatest gift was perspective, seeing the world a little differently. Mr. Starr, who as a child was in special education classes because of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, said that the movies had helped him understand his goal as an artist. His past projects, including a clothing line called Baby Core, essentially adult-sized versions of baby clothes, and a character named Amazon Boy, for which he wore a beige delivery uniform and walked around town carrying 20 Amazon cartons strapped to his back. In all those projects, I was trying to connect. I was trying to build community and create meaningful experiences, he said. It all coalesced with My Annie Hall. Not just the finished film, but us building these relationships with the seniors is just as much a part of the art. It was everything I was trying to do with my other projects. Mr. Miller said that since his birthday in January, his age was finally catching up with him. Miss Chernick disagreed. Since the movie, she said, the opposite is true. He seems younger to me. We've been friends for 10 years. I didn't realize he can't talk so much. You're always quiet before. As for herself, she said, I feel like I have a glow inside. Mr. Miller considered this. Yes, Shula is more vivacious now, he said, and she smiled. But I have to tell you, the day I turned 94, I felt old and I could hardly move, he said. I used to love walking and I can't stand walking anymore. He had just spent the morning walking around the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Wait a second. You walked all the way down here to meet me, Miss Chernick said. Yeah, but I wasn't carrying my shoulder bag. Well, who tells you to carry a shoulder bag, she said. I always tell you not to. And so it went. Mr. Starr and Miss Sachs are now writing a screenplay for Mr. Miller based on his life, from his boyhood in New Jersey to his television career and beyond. His is a world apart from theirs, featuring grand movie palaces where he used to tap dance before films, and an apartment in the luxurious Parc Vendôme near Columbus Circle for which he paid $58 a month. Mr. Miller allowed that he can no longer do the Russian leg kick dance, which used to be his big applause number. But he was not without ambition. Mr. Garland, who was first won over by seeing Mr. Miller tap dance, said he might cast him in an off-Broadway play. Mr. Miller's acting teachers saw a screening, he said, and they were impressed. One said she should get him an agent, Mr. Miller said, so I could get to work as the male Betty White. Beyond that, he said, little things have changed since the movie. More people say hello to me, because normally I'm not that outgoing, he said. I don't go around talking to people I've never met, and even when I do, I don't remember their names. And so, a star is born. Now from Live Past 100 Well, Hitting the Stage, Benefits of Community Theater by Brooke Powell. Everyone has a passion, but often our innermost dreams remain a secret, stifled by fear, lack of time, or the idea that opportunity has passed. Happily, when it comes to creative endeavors, the adage is true, you are never too old. In the past, we've talked about writers who didn't hit the big time until they were well in their golden years, activists who defied convention after retirement, and extreme seniors smashing athletic records. Today, we'll look at another venue where seniors are not only welcome but revered, the stage. Even if you've never had a desire to perform soliloquies or tackle a show tune, acting can be a fantastic outlet for retirees. Most community theaters offer a variety of classes from stagecraft to improv, which can be a fun way to meet new people, gain skills, and stretch your creativity. The health benefits of discovering a new hobby are plentiful, and theater offers seniors some unique bonuses. Seniors are always in demand. One of the best things about joining a theater group as a senior is that you will never be at a loss for roles. Many shows cast with diversity in mind, and that means finding actors who most closely fit the role in question. A senior who has real-life experience to funnel into a performance is going to be more believable than a 20-something in makeup. You'll be joining a family. Anyone who participates in community theater will tell you that a dynamic is as close to a familial bond as you can get. Acting with others requires trust, intimacy, vulnerability. And it's a stress buster. While that may sound terrifying to some, the good news is that tapping into those feelings is like opening a faucet, and the more you allow yourself to feel, the easier it will be. In addition, opening yourself up, feeling real anger, grief, and happiness without having ties to real-life consequences is a tremendous emotional release. Stretch your body and your brain. Acting requires mobility. And while not every role means strapping on dancing shoes, being able to move around the stage and maintain the stamina to perform is required. And just like working your emotions, the more you work your body, the more comfortable you'll be. And of course, it's fun. Even if you're not ready or willing to perform for a huge audience, acting on any level is a great source of entertainment. Doing an improv class for an hour a week will allow you to reap most of the benefits of large-scale acting. It's fun, you'll widen your social circle, and having regular weekly activity will give you something to look forward to. Don't let an opportunity you really want pass by. Allow yourself the time and opportunity to work on that novel, pick up a paintbrush, or hit the stage. And now, from Roswell, Georgia, Roswell seniors reap benefits from acting. What would you do if you were a senior who suddenly lost your spouse or moved to a new city and knew no one? Asks Crystal Dixon. Suppose you were faced with the loss of a job through retirement or an empty nest after raising a family. Filling those hours and days of free time could be a problem. Where could you go to meet people, express your creativity, and exercise your mind? Those are the challenges a group of Roswell seniors faced, and their solution? Become an actor. For many individuals age 50 and over, the More or Less Players Drama Club at Roswell Adult Recreation Center has opened a new door to fun and friendship. The More or Less Players Drama Club, also known as MOLP or MOLP, began 7 years ago with a production of A Christmas Carol. Morgan Rogers, Assistant Director of Roswell Recreation and Parks Department, and Mary Rummel, Program Coordinator at the Roswell Adult Recreation Center, had heard about the success of senior theater programs in other sections of the country and wanted to see if there was an interest in a similar program in the Roswell area. Rogers, who confessed that he had always wanted to play the role of narrator in A Christmas Carol, joined the cast for this first of many productions. The response from seniors who were part of the cast and audiences that attended the performance was, "When is the next production?" Since 2007, MOLP has presented 17 plays, including The Wizard of Oz, fairy tale spoofs, mysteries, comedies, and even old-time radio shows. Cast members have included seniors ranging in age from their 60s to mid-80s, from diverse professional backgrounds, nurses, sales executives, airline customer service reps, UPS drivers, hospital administrators, lawyers, and homemakers. While some had acting experience in high school or college, many were newcomers to the theater. All of them were looking for a way to express themselves creatively and be part of a supportive group. They found participation in MOLP productions led to increased self-esteem, self-confidence, mental acuity, and new friendships. Recently, a group of 9 members of MOLP competed in a talent show in Griffin sponsored by the Georgia Recreation and Parks Association and won first place in the comedy category. At the time of this writing, Mope was in rehearsal for its Halloween production, Dracula: The Twilight Years, a hilarious spoof of the famous vampire tale that is appropriate for all ages. And now from dementia.org, drama therapy increases cognition, decreases anxiety, and improves quality of life for dementia patients by Keith Whipple, Institute for Therapy Through the Arts. Why are the Memory and Aging Center at the University of California, San Francisco, Yeshiva University's Albert Einstein School of Medicine, Northwestern University, Elmhurst College, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, the University of Southern California, and the National Institutes of Health also interested in studying the participation of the elderly in drama? And what does it mean for patients diagnosed with dementia? The reasons are in the results. Northwestern self-report studies indicate participants in drama feel less depressed and isolated and more confident and capable. USC self-report studies showed arts programming participants feeling better about their overall health than a control group. But most importantly, in studies connected to Elmhurst College and UIUC, cognitive testing of participants in drama groups showed significant improvements in word recall, memory span, problem solving, and measures of psychological well-being. These gains were, in all areas, significantly better than the control group, in which memory span and psychological well-being actually showed decline. The reason for drama's success is consistent with current research describing the brain's ability and the aid of stimulating cognitive activation to develop neural reserves to delay decline and the neural compensation to alleviate the impact of damage to the brain. Drama presents an experience which is novel, engaging, social. Interaction in drama prompts heightened awareness and detailed observation of facial clues and body cues and behavior, tone of voice, volume, as well as rate of speech and articulation. It's social, creative. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the introduction to Accidental star Harry Miller and co-star Shula Chernick, as well as the Roswell Players. Perhaps a stint in community theater group is in your future. It could be a boost to your memory. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Squyk. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Squyk. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.